But it was also a big night in San Antonio for Dirk Nowitzki. And we've got a phone number for Dirk. I believe this is his cell phone, so let's give him a call this morning. I know he's back in the Metroplex. I had the big salute for him at Love Field when the charter landed.
Probably should let him sleep in.
Guten Tag.
Hey. Good morning, Dirk. It's the Musers on the ticket.
You know, it's good to hear from you guys. I figured you would be calling today.
Yeah, we just wanted to say congratulations on an extraordinary career.
You know, I mean, it was good. 21 seasons, you know, you're very happy about that. And it's going to be strange no longer, playing basketball. But we look forward to the retirement. And, you know, yeah, you have to look at the good thing about leaving is no more awkward hugs for Mark Cuban. No more late night Jenga.
Yeah.
No more screening his drunken late night phone calls that always seem to turn sexual.
Oh, man.
No more unsolicited rooster shots.
Oh, my gosh.
No more unannounced shirtless appearances on my porch at 3 in the morning so he can read me a poem he just finished.
Mark did that?
You were being harassed.
Yeah. Pretty much, yeah. But, you know, it was... let me ask you, what is with Mark? I never understand this man. Is it a German-American misunderstanding or something?
Well, like what?
Well, he has more wax on his face than a surfboard.
I don't know about that. Never really noticed that.
I shouldn't be talking. Remember when I first got here, I looked like a 7-foot-tall Ellen DeGeneres.
Yeah, you kind of did. So, that hairstyle.
So
yeah.
Mark looks pretty good to me, but one question. Why does he dance like an unmarried uncle at an open bar wedding?
He's never gotten the dancing thing down.
No, he hasn't.
Yeah. Well, hey, what was the last couple of nights like? That looked like it was really emotional on you.
It was very emotional. It was something that I was expecting that would be emotional. I came a long way from my humble beginnings. You know, I was born in an orphanage in Würzburg, Germany.
No, I don't think
not an orphanage.
And now I sleep in a race car bed in Grub's old house.
Maybe.
But I moved it into the master bedroom now, so it is a master race car bed now. But
All right. Okay.
But you still with me?
Yeah, we are still with you, barely.
I thought I was cutting
out. I have to say this, that I feel kind of forced into this whole retirement thing.
Yeah, I've kind of got that feeling, too.
Yeah, it was not only the fans who were all celebrating as if this is my, last year, but also there was some team conflict that the press and the fans were not really aware of.
Oh, with who?
Well, I accidentally parked in Rick Carlisle's parking spot one time.
Oh, man, don't do that.
Got very mad to me.
Yeah, he hates that.
But I look forward to an eventful retirement, you know. There's many things that I want to do, you know, with my family and that. And I want to go to Paris and watch everyone surrender to me by one.
What do you mean by that?
The French just always surrender to people like me.
Oh, that was a long time ago.
I want to start playing golf so people will love me like Tony Romo.
Yeah, not a bad
that
idea.
That may be the key to success, yeah.
How is it that Tony Romo didn't really win Jack and he still got a bigger send-off than me?
A little weird. We all know it's a little weird, but
I want to sit beside a haughty Jim Nance and suck for $10 million a year.
Okay, Dirk.
Well, I really enjoyed that one, Dirk.
But, I'm looking forward to going to Hawaii and getting high with Don Nelson.
Your original coach.
Pretty high on my list. He smokes really the smelliest weed in the whole world.
Really?
But you know, I don't mind because it's the only thing that can cover the smell of his farts. It's horrible.
He's kind of a mess, isn't he?
Very, very big mess. But I've been very lucky, and I want to thank everyone who has come out to Mavericks games and that. And,
yeah, the fans.
Yeah, being 7 feet tall, it gives me rare ability, like ability to dunk, the ability to lay about 10 feet of butt cable and bowel movement.
Oh, my gosh.
Ability.
Comes in handy.
10 foot.
Yeah, you know. Hey, remember the whole Crystal Taylor thing that nobody's really talking about?
Yeah, why do you want to bring that up?
Why'd you bring it up?
Did you ever hear what ultimately happened with that?
No.
Turns out there was Spud Webb in a wig all along.
Spud?
So I was really duped.
Boy, you were.
I always wonder why she always wanted to perform missionary. I did. Now it'd make more sense.
God. Dirk. Don't need that visual.
So I want to thank Dallas, and I want to say, take that with you!
There he goes.
Hey, bye, Dirk. There he is. Fake Dirk with us.